Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from James 1. Let's start at 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. In the King James Version, it says, meekness, the engraved word, which is able to save your soul. The engraved word that is able to save your soul. This was our Sunday school lesson last Sunday of February 4, 2024. And the word engraved came out. And many of us expounded on the word engraved. And I woke up this morning and I thought about this scripture again. And the word engraved. And while thinking about that word, I thought about my dad. My dad was notorious for putting his name on things. There was no doubt who was the owner. For example, this is my daddy's silver bullet knife. His name is on the front, Bernice Wilson. His name is on the back, Bernice Wilson. He's had this thing for a long time because he worked at Sunoco. And he's, oh my God, for years. This is my dad's Bible. It has his name, Bernice Wilson. Not only did he write it, but he stamped it. Bernice and Mary Alice Wilson, along with the address. My sister Mary told the story about her bike being stolen, and the police found her bike. Why? Because my daddy had engraved his name and address on that bike. When something is engraved, the person is saying that it has value to it. This knife was valuable to my dad, so to the point he put his name on it. This Bible, its value was, because he's deceased now, valuable to him. That bike was valuable to my sister. So my dad put his name and address on it. When we think about the Word of God being engraved in our souls, when it is engraved in our soul, it can't be erased. It can't be scratched. Not only that, people can and will see who you belong to. This is our strength today. Engrave the Word of God in your heart. So when people see you, they will know who your owner is. And when you submitted your life to Christ, you are under the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Engrave the Word of God on your heart so people will know who you belong to. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. Y'all go, make it a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.